Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. A long time ago, there was a Christian man who had become highly respected in his church. He was a leader. He was someone people looked to for guidance. As far as most could see, it appeared that he lived his life in a way that pleased God. However, this man hadn't always lived a godly life. In his youth, he had lived a rather wild life. Women, wine, partying, he indulged in it all. One day, he was walking down the street, and one of the women he used to party with saw him and shouted out his name to get his attention. She ran up to him and asked him, "It's me. Don't you recognize me?" And he replied, "I do recognize you, but I am not that man anymore. That part of me is dead." In the words for our devotion, we are reminded of the mercy God extends to us, mercy which graciously forgives us for all of our wrongs and faults. God does not treat us as our sinful pasts deserve. Instead, He shows us undeserved love, grace. You are forgiven. Yes, even you. No matter what you've done or how far you may think you have fallen, God loves you and has forgiven you of that past because of Jesus. When we realize this amazing gift, how can we do anything but say no to those desires and cling to our God who loves us? Dear God, help me to remember each and every day of the new life I live for you. Help me to reject the deadened path of sin and walk with you today and always. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.